93.7, the River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe Show with Tom Petty on a Friday. And if you don't know this about me, I'll share it with you right now. I'm Dog, by the way. He's Joe.
Yes, I'm Joe.
You know me. I'm not a big fan of dumb people. And even if you're not a dumb person, because you're a person, you will eventually do dumb stuff. It's unavoidable. It just is.
Unless you're you. I mean, you don't do dumb stuff.
Well, thank you, Joe. That is true. I do less dumb stuff, but no one's immune. Everybody does dumb stuff. You know you do. I know I do. You should also know that I hate this. I hate lawsuits. People suing over frivolous crap. We read about it daily. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And 9 times out of 10, the person that's suing for damages is at fault. But this story here, this is quite a bit different. And this is a humdinger.
And just a forewarning, if you're a parent, especially a mother,
yeah,
brace yourself, because this is an awful story.
A mom in Portland, Oregon, she's suing the hospital for $8.6 million after she accidentally smothered her own 4-day-old baby in a hospital bed. I know it's not fun Friday stuff, but it's going on, and it's kind of compelling. Monica Thompson, the mom, says that a few days after her son Jacob was born, back in August of 2012, the hospital took the newborn and put it in the bed with her so she could breastfeed him. Very common.
Mm-hmm.
But the mom, Thompson, says in the lawsuit that the baby was put there in the middle of the night while she was heavily medicated. The mom drifted off. When she woke up, Jacob was unresponsive. Jacob suffered severe brain damage and was placed on life support. According to the lawsuit, 6 days later, doctors told the parents that the baby's comatose state was irreversible. So the parents had to make a tough decision, a decision no parent wants to make. They pulled their son off of life support. He was just 10 days old.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's absolutely awful. So now what she's saying is that because they put the baby in there, she was sedated. She had no idea. But the hospital says, even on their website, they have health tips about keeping newborns safe. One tip that reads, child care experts say it's dangerous for infants to sleep in the same bed with parents.
And we've heard that from even back to when Digger was born. That's been going around for a long time.
Hell, when we were born, they've talked about that. Thompson's also suing not only the hospital, but the individual nurse involved that she claims placed the baby there.
Okay.
And she says, I was still drowsy, I was still groggy from my medication, and when she realized her son was not moving, she jumped up, she called for a nurse, no nurse came, and then she grabbed her lifeless boy and then ran into the hallway screaming for help.
Oh, it's terrible. I told you that was a bad one.
It's awful. But I ask you, who's at fault here? 766-9370, is the hospital responsible? Is the nurse responsible? Or is the mom responsible? 766-9370. And the reason that this story is going all viral and that we're talking about it, she, the mother, says, I'm sharing this because I don't want this to happen to anyone else.
How do you stop it?
I don't know if you can. I don't know. I mean,
how do you, that situation in particular,
yeah,
how does a new mother stop that from happening? Unless, I mean, what would you do?
I don't know. So she's suing for the $8.5 million some odd dollars, 8.6 rather. It's kind of a small price, I think. But does she have a lawsuit here? Who's at fault? Her, the hospital, or the nurse?
Well, in this situation, clearly, this is my thought on mm-hmm. this. I don't think she is at fault.
You don't think she is?
No.
Okay.
Because if she was heavily medicated, as mm-hmm. most women are, after mm-hmm. having birth, we don't know if she gave it naturally or C-section. Either way, they're in a lot of pain for a mm-hmm. few days afterwards. We all know that.
Yeah.
They are on a lot of medications.
Sure.
We know that. Mm-hmm. They are heavily medicated.
Not only that, they've gone through the trauma of having the baby, whether it's C-section or natural. I mean, that's a taxing, testing, traumatic day.
Yeah.
Not to mention the sedation or the drugs. I'm just talking about the event.
Nobody knows how long she was in labor. I mean, they're mm-hmm. down for a while after that. That's hardcore.
And I don't have those details. I don't know how long she was in labor. I don't know if it was a complicated birth. I don't have any of that. All we have is what I told you. So
I think as a hospital staff, you got to take that into account. I'm not quite sure that should have been done.
766-9370. Rick, what's up?
I actually work for a hospital, a medical company, one of the larger ones. There's 12 hospitals that I take care of and been all over traveling in the last 2 years. I'm in IT.
Okay.
There's 12 of them here in California, one in Oregon, and there's about 300 clinics. I don't know how it's going to work out, and I'm an IT tech, so I don't know how it would work out in court, but I look at it this way. Yes, it's I believe the hospital is more at fault, if not pretty much all at fault. But the mother's, you know, drugged up. I mean, they should be checking in on the baby if it's in the room with her, you know. And, mm-hmm. I mean, does she have other kids? You know, has she been a mother before? You know, so did, you know, because we all make mistakes with our first ones, and then we learn from them, and then the next mm-hmm. one, you know.
Well, what about a heart monitor, you know, in these first days, these first 3 days? I mean, maybe just something mandatory. So they can check up and they have a pulse and they can watch the babies throughout the night while they lay with mom. I mean, one more added layer.
We set up tracking boards. Technology, right now we're doing a thing called tap and go. What I do affects lives. And instead of having these nurses that touch 50 computers a day throughout all the rooms, the patient rooms, they have their badge and there's a little module on the side of the computer and they tap in.
Wow.
Tap out. So
I don't want to get too detailed. It sounds like you're doing fascinating stuff with great technology, though, Rick.
Yeah.
And needed, you know.
You were talking about frivolous lawsuits. I should have sued the state of California.
All right. Well, hold on, Rick. Okay. I just wanted to see who was at fault. Hey, hang on.
You know, when we had Digger, he was placed in a small, not an incubator, but a nursery box, if you will.
The bed there, the clear tub.
Put right next to Emily's bed. So, mm-hmm. and I slept in the room as well, over on the little couch cushion thing.
As did I.
You know, but was that with you too? Put like in a little crib type thing?
Yeah, they have you in the nursery tub, you know, that goes on the carrier.
Right next to her, so she could see him and touch him and grab him if she wanted to, but he wasn't like laying when she was all doped out.
Well, about 4 or 5 hours later, though, and see, because my wife, she did elected C-section because our doctor was going to be out of town. My wife said, I want you to deliver him. He said, okay, you're going to do elected then. Come in Friday night, I'll pull him out.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And because she was overdue. 4 to 5 hours later, he was on her stomach so
Same.
She could breastfeed.
Same.
And then throughout the night, you know, she had to sleep because she was tired. And then I'd kind of take over. And then he went back to the nursery. And then, mm-hmm. you know, they're doing the cleanup and all that stuff. And then the next day, they did what God didn't do the way God wanted it. You know, they do the circumcision and then so on and so forth. But, yeah, I mean, he went from the crib or tub back and forth to her throughout the night. And I think one night, because she was only in there 2 nights.
Same with him.
And I think she slept with him probably about 6 hours. You know, like on her belly, and, you know, she slept by him.
Yeah, but see, I was like right there, though. I was like right there watching TV, watching them, keeping an eye on them. The nurses were in and out the entire time. There probably wasn't 25 to 30 minutes that went by where they weren't coming in that room to check on both of them.
Oh, I left. I went home because I was gassed. I was tired. My wife said she was going to sleep, so we left our son with, you know, her and the nurses, and I went home. So I don't know what happened.
I set up shop. I camped out right there.
What's going on, Chris? Welcome.
I think it's stupid that the hospital put the baby next to the mother without making sure that she was alert and aware. Mm-hmm. There may be a father in the room. Medication can have an adverse effect on people. It can affect people differently. And people can't expect to make rational, common sense decisions when how long was her labor, how exhausted was she. She might not even have been aware that the child was there. Or maybe just lucidly awake.
Right.
I think there should be some sort of policy where either a parent should be in the room or there should be some sort of a test, pinch the mom, and if she doesn't respond, don't put the baby there.
I'll take it a step further. Parents, you know, mom or dad, coherent or not, in the hospital's care, the hospital has to be the one in charge of the baby's safety. If the hospital is going to be the all-determining factor, whether or not you take that child home in a car seat that's properly strapped in, it is their risk, their fault, 100%, until that child leaves the hospital.
Especially if they're the ones administering the medication. It's not like she was, like, zapped out on heroin or another drug. I mean, that was hospital-provided medication.
James, welcome.
Hey, guys. I hope you're having a great morning.
Hey, James, we are, man, and you too.
Not a fun discussion, but fantastic Friday. What's up? Who's at fault?
Oh, it's awesome discussion, and you guys have always been my buddies. I've called you before. Hey, and thank you for that. Okay, so my wife delivers babies. It's about personal responsibility. We've delivered, I have 7 kids, all delivered at home. No medication. You don't need medication to have a child. And my kids are healthier and stronger than everybody else's, so that's
wow, okay, not bragging at all, just stating the facts, huh? Not an opinion there. I mean, this is the gospel.
We do know plenty of women that have done it without medication. Yeah, I mean, it's totally possible.
Without a hospital, without a doctor.
A lot of women
hundreds,
do it.
Thousands of years prior, women gave birth without medication, without doctors. They'd squat over a pond, and bam, you had a baby. That's the way they did it. So,
squat over a pond.
So you think that the woman or the mom is at fault?
Well, no, it's just personal responsibility. You can't blame somebody else for your decisions. You decided to have it in the hospital. You decided to take medication. I mean, you got to have personal responsibility. We can't keep having everybody else pay for our mistakes.
Okay. All right. 766-9370. Now I'm going to add this to it. The lawsuit seeks damages for the baby's desperation and anxiety as he suffocated and for the mom's severe emotional distress upon unintentionally killing her first born child.
Oh, my Lord.
First born child. Okay, I save that for the end because that is critical. This was not a mom of one, a mom of two, a mom of three.
Oh, man.
This was this mother's first born child. And I think it's just absolutely ridiculous for anyone out there to think that a firstborn mom or first-time mother would have any inkling of what to do with the baby. You know me. A lot of me agrees with what James said, or should agree with what James said. But in this case, this is 150,000% the hospital's fault. A new mom does not know what to expect. Here's the thing.
Not even for the first 6 months, not even for the first 2 years. I mean, it is everything is
might
a crapshoot.
Yeah,
it is so hard.
The fact that she was a first-time mom and that she was drugged up. Now, did she need the drugs? Did she want the drugs? That doesn't matter. The hospital gave her the drugs, and if they legally gave her the drugs, they need to responsibly wean her off of the drugs and make sure she's got a clear conscience or state of mind. That child should have been nowhere near a drugged-up mother. And if she wants to bring the nurse into it, that's fine. But the hospital is 110% at fault in this. And this is not a frivolous lawsuit. This mother deserves every penny she's asking for, if not 10, 20, 30 times more, because they were negligent in putting that baby there. A first-time mom would never know. That's drugged up, would never know to roll over or how to protect that baby unless she was in a clear state of mind. And they gave her a tutorial.
And it's still a guesstimation.
Yeah.
It's still just guesswork.
If she went through and signed paperwork and watched videos and went through a nurse training course as to how to sleep with the baby or properly care for the baby in those first days, and she signed off on the bottom, okay, the mom would be at fault. But it doesn't say that she did that. They put that baby there so she could nurse, and she was sedated, and she rolled over and killed the baby. I'm sorry, but this one, this goes to the mom. And I hope she wins this because I believe the hospital screwed up, and I mean horribly.
And not only screwed up, but we haven't even brought into the fact that she was there 4 days.
Sorry.
So if you're there 4 days,
yeah,
I mean there's something probably there was a complication. Something probably most women don't stay in the hospital 4 days after they've given birth unless something happens or
every birth's different.
You know, it's a couple of days, and you're usually out and on your feet. And if there was something that happened to either her or the baby, then sure they're there. You know, close to a week, but
yeah.
So that could be a possibility as well.
That's the part though that hit me. Her firstborn child. She knew nothing about it.
Sad, dude.
It's absolutely awful. And what we'll do is we'll keep you posted to see what happens legally and what the outcome is. So hang on. 766-9370. Dog and Joe.